It is now time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Bob and Faith each have 3, so they are tied. Tom has 2.
All right. So, Tom, you are in third place. You're going to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. The GOP announced their legislative agenda this week, which will include repealing blank.
Let me guess. Obamacare.
Yes. Home Depot announced this week that it had once again been the target of blank.
A hacker.
Yes. On Wednesday night, the U.S. launched airstrikes against Al-Qaeda-linked groups in blank.
In Syria.
Yes. A man in New York tried and failed to get out of his DUI charge by blanking.
Is this at court? Oh, we can't do the hints.
No,
this
we
is
don't.
The lightning round. By running away and sobering up.
No, by eating the results of his breathalyzer test. Despite repeatedly denying in public that he has ever used performance-enhancing drugs, this week we learned Alex Rodriguez has confessed to blanking.
Using performance-enhancing drugs.
Yep, he spilled his guts to the feds after being charged with conspiracy to commit murder. The drummer for Australian rock band Blank was released on bail.
AC/DC.
Indeed, an Alabama man arrested for robbing 4 Subway restaurants claimed that he did it because Blank.
He was trying to lose weight.
It's so close, I'll give it to you. He robbed the Subways because he said he hadn't lost any weight despite using the Subway diet.
Thank you. It was very generous.
It was close enough. Zachary Torrance is very upset that he didn't lose any weight eating Subway sandwiches for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that he decided to break into 4 separate locations and steal his money back. It's a shame the police caught him when they did, because with one more break-in, he would have filled up his frequent felon card, and the next arrest would have been free. Bill, how did Tom do on our quiz?
Tom got 6 right. He has 12 more points, and now has 14.
All right.
And he's in the lead.
Very well done. We flipped a coin. Faith has elected to go second, so here we go. After a month of treatment, Spain has released the nurse who contracted blank in October.
Ebola.
Right. John Kerry said that he's still confident that a deal with Iran over their blank program can still be reached before the late November deadline.
Nuclear.
Right. On Tuesday, automaker Ford announced it would be blanking over 200,000 vehicles.
Recalling.
Right. Despite a fatal crash during a test flight, Virgin Galactic said their new blank could be ready by next year.
Spaceship 2.
Right. After being surrounded by hungry sharks, a man in Australia quickly realized his decision to blank was probably a bad idea.
Bloodlet.
No. Surf on a dead whale. Pixar announced that it would release the 4th movie in its popular blank series in 2017.
Toy Story.
Right. With a time of just over 2 hours and 10 minutes. Kenyan Wilson Kipsang won this year's blank.
New York City Marathon.
Right. While other lawmakers were busy tweeting about the midterm elections, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa tweeted blank.
Suck it, Dems.
No, he tweeted, quote, "The Windsor Heights Dairy Queen is a good place for you know what," unquote. That's what he tweeted. Grassley's staff were quick to point out the senator wasn't hinting at anything dirty and was probably just referring to one of his favorite Dairy Queen treats, like their beloved Dilly Bars or their new Backdoor Blizzard.
Grassley's tweets are pretty amazing, you know. He tweeted once that he set his leg on fire.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
You're a little addicted when you're on fire and you don't go, maybe I should call out.
I'll tweet this. This will be awesome.
Maybe I should drop and roll. Nope, I'm going to put it on social media. I'm on fire.
Bill, how did Faith do in our quiz?
Well, she got 6 right for 12 more points. She has 15 and the lead.
All right. Let's say then, that Bobcat here really wanted to win this game.
Yeah, I only have to get 13.
How many would he need to do that?
He would need 6 just to tie and 7 to win.
All right, Bobcat, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, Robert O'Neill confirmed that he was the Navy SEAL who killed blank.
Osama bin Laden.
Right. In a surprising ruling, the Sixth Circuit Court, federal court, upheld blank bans in 4 states.
Uh, uh, handgun.
No, gay marriage bans. Automakers Kia and Hyundai have agreed to pay over $300 million in fines for under-reporting their vehicles blank.
Faulty ignition?
No, in this case, greenhouse gas emissions. That was GM. A new study found that...
Don't rub it in. This is lightning round.
All right. A new study found that NBA refs will call more fouls on players if the ref is blank.
Short.
Yes. Tightrope walker Nick Walenda broke a world record this week when he walked blindfolded between two skyscrapers in blank.
Chicago.
Yes. Nerds all over the world were excited to learn that The Force Awakens will be the title of the next blank film.
The Star Wars.
Yeah. Two tourists in a hot air balloon in India were detained for several hours this week after they blanked.
Made sweet, sweet love?
No. They were detained after they accidentally landed their hot air balloon inside a maximum security prison. The tourists said they were just trying to get a good view of the Pushkar Camel Festival when strong winds forced them to make an emergency landing in the high security prison. Officials detained them for several hours while trying to determine if it was an honest mistake or the world's most whimsical prison break. Bill, did Bobcat do well enough to win?
Well, he got four right for 8 more points, but got a total of only 11.
And thus,
Faith with 15 is the champion.
You knew it was going to happen. It was inevitable.